Item number 13, future meeting planning. This is a discussion. So I will open that up for discussion.
Don.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Let me start with the draft agenda for the January meeting. And looking at that under the Fish Committee, the Columbia River Policy Review as a Fish Committee agenda item, I understand, based on the Vice Chair's remarks at the onset of the meeting, that when we get to the Columbia River agenda item, that there'll be some sort of an announcement about our joint policy committee membership in business with the state of Oregon, and that these kind of things will be delegated to that committee, so there wouldn't be a need for this to be on the Fish Committee agenda item. That would go to the Policy Review Committee. Agenda item number 6 on page 2 is noticed as a decision on, Number 10 is noticed as a decision on the Columbia River Salmon Management Policy C-3620. That may have been a bit of miscommunication originally as to the intent of that. It had been, back when we talked about it last time, meant to be a report from the joint committee, the joint interstate committee, when we thought it might have had a meeting in the month of December and report the results of that in January. So I think that at the onset of the agenda, when there's committee reports done, that the Policy Review Committee would offer a report if indeed the Joint Policy Review Committee meets before our January meeting. And at any rate, it would not be, it would be very premature for there to be any decision on this. And so I'm suggesting deleting agenda item number 10. And rather than that, just expecting to hear a progress report from the Joint Policy Committee. And I'll get to the long term on that when we get to the year at a glance. I only got one more to go. And that just is that it shows on Saturday. Future meeting is the only thing on Saturday. And in red letters, a possible one-day meeting with the cancellation of number 10, maybe a one-day meeting is possible.
Okay, thank you. Yeah.
I had a question. Ryan, on this item 10, it mentions non-concurrent recreational night fishing regulations. That's a response to the blue sheet that was submitted about closures of Drano Lake and Wind River.
Correct.
So
Columbia Main Stem.
Okay, so we will have a presentation on that and a decision on that aspect on not the policy itself. Okay. But.
We'll just reword item 10.
Yes.
The Big Tent Committee is noted as a tentative, and I would just like to let everyone know it is a definite. We decided that last night.
Well, one matter on the Big Tent Committee, at some point during the course of the year, there had been some discussion at prior commission meetings about thinking about trying to do something to stabilize the funding base. And I think Commissioner Baker had some examples from California and this or that. So I guess I would suggest at some point the Big Tent Committee maybe take that up.
So one of the sort of interactions that we're looking at on the Big Tent Committee is the Budget and Policy Advisory Group continues. And that was one of their charges. So they're continuing to work on that. We're continuing to sort of keep an eye on it and make sure that there's commission input into that process.
Yes.
And then looking at the year at a glance, just a couple of remarks here. For January, with Commissioner Graybill's correction, the Columbia River matter would be titled a little bit differently. I see that there is sturgeon business on the policy at this meeting, and then the sturgeon policy for a decision in January, and then sturgeon again on the annual review in February. And maybe depending on what we hear today on the sturgeon policy briefing, if there's not a lot of changes, down the line, then maybe the January and February sturgeon matters could be combined as a matter of efficiency. If it is going to involve significant policy changes, that would not be appropriate. I note that in February, the Columbia River Policy C-3620 is listed as an agenda item. And once again, I think that would be a committee report to the full commission as to what's coming out of the Joint Policy Committee. Without getting too far ahead, in March on the Columbia River matter, what was talked about in November and at the Fish Committee meeting was trying to finish the 2019 only business in time for North of Falcon. So in November, we talked about a second joint meeting with the Oregon Commission, and it would be after the Spokane meeting. The Oregon Commission meeting is around March 15th. So sometime after March 15th, or whenever maybe the subcommittee recommends, at least a placeholder on there for this joint meeting of both commissions to settle on the 2019 concurrency business. And then lastly, on the matter of the hatchery review, that doesn't show up again until next April. I know there's been a lot of interest from a lot of folks about the independent review of some of the scientific elements involved in that hatchery review. There were a lot of things that weren't necessarily scientific, but I wondered if we could get a report from staff about what the plan is, what the outline is, what the strategy is for that hatchery policy review. Maybe that could be a February thing. Maybe it could be a January thing. But if it costs January going to a second day, I would not advocate doing that. So thank you, Mr. Chairman. That's what.
Thank you. Yes.
Again, Ryan, I'm going to call on you. I thought that at this meeting we would see something, some options or briefing on the spring salmon allotment and catch balancing. And I sent a note to Bill Twite. I know you're working on that, but when should I submit a blue sheet and request that we hear from you in January on that, or is it in the works and we'll see it?
So we did work preliminarily on that subject, upriver, downriver sharing in the sport fishery during the Southeast Washington stakeholder meeting.
Right.
That does need some additional review and work, right. And Oregon staff has said they would be willing to review that. So it's more of, from my perspective, getting Oregon's time to focus in on that. So I think we have a joint meeting with Oregon staff next Monday, and we can bring this topic up to see what that timeline looked, but that doesn't necessarily help with today.
No, that's fine. I was just wondering when we might expect it. Could be as early as January, though, the January meeting?
Potentially, yeah. I mean, I know that we, regardless of focusing on 2019 only, we have some bandwidth available to focus on long-term projects, and I think this would be probably one of the ones I would assume would be focused in on. So
all
I
right.
think progress can be made. I'm not sure if January is the date, but it possibly could be.
Well, I'll just communicate with you guys on that. I'm not going to submit a blue sheet and then force you to do work that couldn't be done properly. So
I appreciate it.
Yep. All right. Thanks, Ryan.
Commissioner Brighton.
I would just like to remind everybody that we've received the letter from the Snake River Salmon Recovery Board, really representative of other stakeholders, and they had some sort of formulaic ideas in terms of how to do that, just to make sure that that stays in front of staff, and Oregon staff is taking a look at it too, because I thought a lot of thought went into that, and
I thought about that this
morning. It was a good starting point, at least. So,
thank you, Commissioner Thornburn. I sent a note to Bill Twite to make sure that, and I sent him a copy of the letter to make sure he had it, so that would be incorporated into the discussions. And I also think it would be important to have our Region 1 fish guy there, Chris Donnelly. He's very close to that issue, and have him available to participate in that as we move forward, too.
Thanks.
Thanks, Ryan.
Mr. Olson.
Just to back up what Dave just said, before we get into that very deep, I would really recommend that we had Donnelly here, because I've spent quite a bit of time on the phone with Chris on the deal, and there's a lot more at play there than just there's going to be cause and effect that Ding certainly needs to be taken into effect on that deal.
Definitely.
Yep.